service, and I'm so glad to be with 16 other people here in the church. Today we have got an increase. Yay! Hannah says yay. Yes, Hannah's with us. Celia's with us. So good. And the rest of us are here worshiping the Lord live in the sanctuary. It is so good. We were talking about the weather is going to be a bit stormy today. Not a bit. I think it's going to be a lot stormy today. Stay indoors if possible. But you know what? 8 o'clock in the morning, it was forecast to be really nasty. But I'm looking out through the little bit of a line there, and I'm seeing sunshine. Celia, is that right? I'm seeing sunshine. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's so good that we are here. And I'm hoping that since last Monday, you have already been enjoying walking on the streets of Perth. It's a lot more crowded. I was at North Bridge yesterday. It was bustling. And it's so nice to be able to buy meat and buy groceries with a lot of people beside you. And you know that the life is there. So it's really, really good. We are now in phase two. And one more phase, phase three in June. And we are on the other side. So I'm excited. I hope you are excited as well. But it's so good that God has been with WA all this time. And we pray that the world will also enjoy what we are enjoying. But right now, let's ask the Lord to bless His word. Amen. Amen. Father, we are so thankful. You are so wonderful. You are so beautiful. You surround us within, you surround us all around. That's what I want to say, dear Lord. You surround us all around with your shield of blessing. And we have sung the song, The Blessing. What an amazing song that, dear Lord, you want to come and bless us. You want to come and make us happy. You want to come and make us successful. You want to come and set us apart. And indeed, we are a different people. We give you thanks, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we are going through a transition. Transitions produce a lot of mixed feelings. Sometimes it can be a nervous phase for some. It can be an exciting phase for other people. And sometimes we hear these words, the new normal. I've seen signs being posted and new normal being splashed all around. And sometimes you wonder what this new normal is like. You look at new normal and you don't know what is ahead of us. It can bring a feeling of exhilaration. I think it can also bring an anxious feeling, especially after this very massive pandemic where we are thrusted into the unknown. Sometimes you wonder what's ahead. And that can give us the mixed feeling. So if today you are feeling like, you are here and you are there and you are feeling positive, you know, feeling negative, you don't know where you are, I'm going to tell you, it is okay. It is okay. You know, I've got a friend in Singapore, she was sharing with me, she said, you know, in Singapore where they had the circuit breaker and they won't be coming out of lockdown till June, I think. And so the ladies group decided that on every Tuesday, they will eat light. So they will have light food. They won't eat a lot. They want to just train their body to be a little bit gentler. And so they gave the announcement, all eat light on Tuesday. One of the people in the group was so anxious about it. So on Monday, she will go all around to find her favorite food, eat all she can, so that she will avoid maybe being hungry on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you think a plan like this is going to be very exciting, eating light, but to some other people, it can be really anxiety-producing. And that's because the body, our body, will resist the smallest of change. And so transitions are periods of change. And sometimes it can be really difficult on the body who would want to resist all kinds of changes. If you ask, what's the next step? It is very common to hear things like, I don't know, we'll see. You know, we'll take things slowly. We'll take things one step at a time. There is that tentativeness, that almost gingerly sort of walking around those questions, don't know how to answer. In Exodus 33, when Moses received his instruction from God to move forward, to rebuild the people, to transit to the new place, it must be really difficult. Because he had just gone through a very difficult time, a time of unsettling, a time of chaos, in fact. Because it was a time when the Israelites went wild in the wilderness. Moses was up in the holy mountain, receiving the Ten Commandments of God, and the people went wild. And they created a golden calf as an object of worship. So judgment was pronounced on them, and they had to suffer a plague, and many lives were lost. But it was in that circumstance, when there was chaos and there was unsettlement in the camp, that God gave Moses the go-ahead. God asked Moses in the most difficult circumstances to go ahead, to plan the next step, to initiate the move to enter into the new promised land. That unnerved Moses, just as it unnerved some of us to go into the new normal. Like, what do you do? How do you do that? You know, it unnerved Moses so that Moses felt so alone. And then he said, in the Bible, it tells us in Exodus 33, verse 12, if you turn to it, you can see the scriptures there. It says, Moses told God, "You have been telling me, lead this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me." Like, Lord, I'm alone here. You asked me to go into the new normal. You asked me to go into a new land. But Lord, you didn't even show me who you are going to send with me. I'm alone here, God. I can't take care of 1 million people. I'm alone here. And then he said, God, if you don't personally come with me or with us, do not send us from here. Church, sometimes that's how you feel in this pandemic, isn't it? It's uncharted waters. It's unfamiliar ground. There's no roadmap. There's no formula. You know, you hear on media and you want to get some direction from the government. The government tells you, we don't know. We try our very best. You know, we will do our best to lead you on. There is no road map. And we have been told so often about the new normal. The new normal becomes really something really abstract. It's like we want to cry out to God and say, God, you need to be clearer. Just like Moses said, God, you need to be clearer. You need to tell us who you're going to send to help us. You need to tell us what you're going to do to help us. Lord, don't leave us alone. We don't want to be alone. That's how Moses felt. In fact, as I was doing this, I felt how Moses felt. Like, we can be quite alone here. But what God told Moses is phenomenal. What God told Moses in that dialogue was, God says this. God says, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Wow, so powerful. I love that. I'm going to read that again. You know, when you come across great anchors of our faith, we need to read it and read it like a mantra. Read it and read it and read it until it gets into our spirit man. God told Moses, I know you're alone, I know you're afraid, but God says, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Church, amidst all the confusion, amidst whatever is happening, the uncertainty, we don't know what is ahead, but the presence of God is constant. The presence of God will go with you, and the Lord will give you rest. So what is the next step? Our next step really is this word, and this big word called reliance. reliance. Reliance on the Lord God who promises that he's going to be with us and give us rest. Reliance is our word for the next step. So now we don't have to say, I don't know. Now we can say, well, there is a next step. Well, there is a new normal. But I'm going to rely on the God that promises me. Reliance is your next step. Then the question is, what is so compelling about relying on the presence of God? Why is reliance so important as our next step? And I found out from Moses some fresh revelation. It's amazing. And today, even as Lynn was leading that last song, The Blessing, I felt that was like God testifying to me, daughter, that is the message I have given you. It's like, wow, such a knittedness of heart. I can feel the knittedness of heart with you, Lynn, this morning. What is so compelling about relying on the presence of God, and that you need to rely on the presence of God, is the presence of God distinguishes you. The presence of God distinguishes you. The presence of God was non-negotiable to Moses because he knew that the presence of God will distinguish him. And that's why in Exodus, he asked this question. He says, what else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? He says, God, if you don't go with us into the promised land, then what else will distinguish me and your people from the other people on the face of earth? The presence of God will differentiate us. The presence of God will distinguish us. The presence of God will set us apart. So good. You're different from other people. If you're a believer of God, because the presence of God is with you and it distinguishes you from any other person. Moses knew the presence of God. In fact, Moses was the one who built the Ark of the Covenant. And the Ark of the Covenant was God's testimony to the Israelites to say, all right, we're going to move. We're going to move from the wilderness. We're going to move to the land of promise. But I'm going to let you know that my presence is with you. And it's going to be very tangible. I'm going to ask my leader, Moses, to build that Ark of Covenant so that it becomes a very concrete representation of the presence of God. So that wherever the Ark of Covenant went, there my presence will be. So Moses knew the presence of God, that they can go through 40 years of wilderness, all kinds of challenge. We have gone through 3-4 months of lockdown and severe trauma in this pandemic. But the Ark of the Covenant in that time was the presence of God. It was the constant reminder that God was going to be with the people of Israel, that God will surely follow them. So Moses got a first-hand experience of the presence of God. See, the presence of God is so tangible, it distinguishes him from the rest. In fact, God loved to speak to Moses. One time, Moses says, God, you got to speak to me. I can't stand it anymore. I need your presence. And then God said, look, I can't speak with you because if I speak to you, you will die because you can't see my glory. But God says, let's come to some negotiation. I'll speak to you in the cleft of the rock. I want you to go hide yourself in that gap in the rock, and I'll speak to you face to face. Wow. And Moses stood there in the cleft of the rock. He talked with God like his friend. And the Bible tells us that the radiance of God, the presence of God, got transferred onto his face. So that when he next met his people, the people said, oh, don't show us your face. Too bright. Put a veil around you or over you, you know. See, the presence of God is perceptible. It's perceptible like a suntan. If you have been going to the beach after the lockdown and you've got a suntan, people will notice it. If you've got a haircut, people will notice. The presence of God is like a suntan, like a haircut. People will notice it. It's like, whoa, I can tell that the presence of God is in you. First-hand experience. First-hand experience of the presence of God. Now, when the Bible talks about the presence of God, now this is the interesting bit. I almost missed this bit in my first draft because my first draft didn't have this bit, and this bit is really, really important. In my second draft, I included this, and this is crucial. The presence of God is so craved by Moses, so relied on by Moses, because Moses knew the presence of God is not just the Ark of the Covenant, it's not just in the cloud, it's not just in the pillar of the fire. The presence of God, whenever it is around, this is a crucial point. This is a crucial point. I'm coming to the highlight of this message. The presence of the Lord, wherever it is, blesses people. The presence of the Lord, whenever it is, blesses the earth, blesses the people. When the presence of God is, there is always a pronouncement of happiness, a pronouncement of success, a distinguishing, a setting apart. So when God bless Australia, God is going to make Australia happy, successful, set apart. When God bless you, God is going to set you apart, specially favored, happy, and successful. Wow, what a wonderful meaning of the presence of God. And that's why Moses says, God, we won't leave this place without you. If you don't come, we won't go, because we won't be happy, we won't be successful, we won't be set apart, we'll be like everybody. No, God, no deal. Because he knew the presence of God was to bless. In the New Testament, when the presence of God was poured on Pentecost, and next week is going to be Pentecost Day. I'm looking forward to next week. Next week is Pentecost Day. And that's the day where the presence of God was released in history in fullness, not partiality. Jesus said, go to the upper room and I will fill this room to totality, that in him we will do greater things. The Spirit was released in fullness on the day of Pentecost. It's a presence of God that was made manifest. And in history, the 120 disciples, when they were in that upper room, they immersed themselves in the blessed atmosphere of righteousness, of peace, of joy, of truth, of holiness, of everything Jesus told them about. Everything Jesus stood for. And that blessing of God, that presence of God, brought amazing work and amazing transformation to the 120 people and whoever they touch. And the whoever they touch are people like us. Are people like us. The presence of God was released in fullness in that upper room so that you and I today and the generations we sing about just now, the thousands of generations, the children's children's children, whoa! Our great-grand, our great-great-great-grand! However, whenever God wants to come, but if our children are produced in that generation, God's presence, God's fullness wants to reach even them. Hallelujah. As we go through this transition, you need to know that the presence of God is present and available to bless you. And you need to thank him for his providence. Don't worry about the 90% that are employed, the 10% that the government says will be out of job. Don't worry too much. Don't overtly, excessively worry yourself. Bless the chair that you are sitting in your office and say, oh God, bless this chair. Keep this chair for me, oh Lord. Make me successful. Make me happy. Set me apart. Lord, come on, bless this chair. You go to your family and you bless your family. Don't think, oh, don't know whether they're going to study ahead or not, whether they have got hope or not. Bless them. Bless them. Bless my children, dear Lord. Lord, you have blessed them. Let your face shine on them. Make them successful. Make them happy. Oh, Lord, I rejoice. I see in my young teenager, children, grandchildren born after him. Bless them. Bless them. Presence of God is in you to bless them. Hallelujah. I wore this chain today, even though it was entangled just now. I took a long time to entangle it. Because this chain was sold to me by my sister-in-law. And how this chain came about was the composite of a lot of crystals. It was because somebody, her friend, blessed her with a bag of chandelier crystals because she was moving house. She says, I know you're very creative, you know. And these are the bags of the used chandeliers in my old house. I'm moving house. I have no use for them. Do something with them. So my sister-in-law is the founder of Salt and Light, which is a charitable organization to help troubled teenagers and other groups of people. And so she thought, if I've got these crystals, you know, I can actually make them into stuff. And so this is one of her productions. She actually made a crystal chain. And then she sold them, and then the money goes into helping the people that are in trouble. You see, God blesses us, and then we bless other people, and the blessing gets passed on. And that's why the Bible talks to us about the blessing of God, the presence of God, like a river of living water flowing out of our inmost beings. John 7:39 says, and the presence of God is also like a river in Ezekiel 47 that flows from the sanctuary to the nations. The blessing of God flows out of us. And that's why we want to rely on the presence of God just like Moses did. Because the presence of God blesses us fully, not partially, fully. If we are willing to press in, He will bless us fully, and it distinguishes us. I like what Pastor Stewart said in his weekly update. He says, you won't walk in the fear of the night, but you will walk in the light of His revelation. God will unfold His knowledge and wisdom as we enter into His new era. God wants to bless us into the new season. We want to rely on Him, rely on His presence, to let Him manifest His presence to us, to feel as He feels, to desire as He desires, to do as what He wants, to operate in His power. We want to do all this so that we are able to bring the presence of God, the blessing of God to others. We need to love more, judge less, bless more, love more, and bring the presence of God out there and bless the nation of Australia. I was watching this great video called I Am Israel. I don't know whether you watched it, but if you did watch it, I just want to surface one really important point and I'll close my sharing today. Wow, today only one point. I've got two, but I'll just give you one. See, God's presence is so full. Only one point needs to be shared, and it's full in itself. You know, this video called I Am Israel, and they show how Israel prospered. It was a wilderness. It was a wasteland. It was dry, desert land, and how God used people to come back from all over to Israel and begin to make this place blossom And this video was about the individuals who came back from wherever they were, from America, from Canada. They came back and began to toil the land. And after each testimony, they will say, my name is, and then they have a Jewish name, and I am Israel. Then the next one will say, my name is the Jewish name, I am Israel. And as I was listening to this, my name and Israel, my spirit got excited because I was preparing the presence of God. I was preparing about the blessing of God in His presence. And I begin to say, I am Kara Heng Sokwa. I am Australia. And I want you to fill that blank with your name. I am Sue Wei. I am Australia. I am Jack. I'm Ivan. I'm Joanna. I am Israel. Not Israel. I am Australia. Some people call us a spiritual Israel. I try to be as literal as I can. I am Australia. Bring that blessing. Bring that presence of God, that new presence of God into Australia by being obedient, by being reliant on the presence of God. There is no method. You need to go near to the heart of God and listen for His heartbeat. You need to go to the doorway of heaven and begin to seek the presence of God and rely on it. Like what Moses says, God, if you don't go with us, no deal. I'm not going anywhere. God, I'm staying here. You got to tell me that you are going with us. And God says, I will. Whatever your new normal is, I will go with you and I will give you rest. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you are listening to this live stream and you have not yet received the Lord Jesus into your heart, you don't know really what the presence of God is. Today I've just told you one point, and that is the presence of God will distinguish you. It will make you happy, it will make you successful, it will make you different, it will change, it will transform you. If today this is you and you say, Pastor Kara, would you pray for me? I don't know the presence of God, but I really want to know the presence of God. There's one way of doing it, and that is you open your heart to this God and let Him in. And if that is you, you say, yes, my heart is ready. I want to open my heart to this God and to allow His presence to come in. You raise your hand, and I'm going to pray for you. Father, you see that hand, and you want to receive this child into your kingdom. I pray that, Lord, the hand that is raised to you, dear Lord, you will enter his heart. You will go in there, Lord, into his heart with your presence. The presence that will distinguish them. The presence that will make them successful and happy. Set them apart, dear Lord, that will make them the child of God, a son of God. I pray, dear Lord, as they say this prayer, that God, you will receive them into your presence in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you so much that your presence of God is constant. It does not shake with the storms of life. It does not shake with the rhythms of this pandemic. It does not shake with all the violent outbursts that is happening around us, all the uncertainty. Now, it's constant, unwavering. And this presence of God is here to distinguish us, to bless us. So, Lord, I pray a blessing to everyone who is listening in, that, oh God, you will make whatever situation in their lives, dear Lord, be blessed, be happy, be successful, be set apart as an experience that will say, this God that we believe in is true, is real, is our protector, and is the one who is going to help us. So, Lord, we thank you so much for your presence in Jesus' most precious name. And God's people say, amen. Amen. God bless you. The Lord's presence be with you, and that you will know it. Amen.